Today we hear about one of the most classic images of Christ in our faith, the image of the Good Shepherd. And there's nothing that evokes more kind of tenderness or confidence in our faith, comfort, than seeing that image of the Good Shepherd, of Christ holding a lamb tenderly, and a lamb who wasn't just a good lamb, but one who wandered away. There's also another aspect, you don't see this in paintings and greeting cards as much, but the fact that a shepherd would have to take his staff and beat the wolves away, kind of a fighter, right? That Christ is this good shepherd for us, that he knows each of us by name, that he calls to us even when we've strayed, and he fights to protect us from those things in this world that are out to get us, that are out to harm us. And this image of Christ as the good shepherd should evoke another image in our mind. On this Mother's Day, the Good Shepherd is an image of what a good mother is, tenderly knowing each of her kids' names, but also someone who's willing to fight for her children, someone who's going to defend the children against all the things in this world that seek to harm it. Just like in the images of the Good Shepherd that we see, the images of our moms, there is a risk of over-sentimentalizing it, though. I didn't know really what to say about moms, being that I'm not one. But I did, whenever I need something, I did what I usually do. I needed something, and I called my mom. And I asked her, hey, what's it like being a mom? And she's not one to over-sentimentalize things. She's like, well, it's hard. It's hard. She is mom of eight kids, actually. Her oldest child was a miscarriage. And I asked her how that was. She said, it was hard. But that she's truly the mom of that child, and that, you know, because of our faith, we trust that that little lamb that she had, God took, and is the good shepherd of that child, too. Then, seven kids later, you know, no, not much sentimentalism. You think of a mom, first of all, that when she's pregnant, that's a tough 9 months, I would assume, right, moms? Okay. But I remember asking my sisters and sisters-in-law, we were at, like, a family vacation. And I thought when you're pregnant, it was just kind of like a free license to eat whatever you wanted. And I found out it's only like 400 calories a day, which is, that's like a candy bar. So that's not as good as I thought. I thought it was just an open rain. But, so it's tough. It's always tough. And then just the child rearing things, just the kind of the basic feeding, all that stuff is very hard. It's not, you don't have time for sentimentalism when your kid's screaming and throwing up on you. But moms, I guess, in general, she sent me a text after our brief phone conversation. She's like, you put in the hard work because you love your kids. It's a very basic kind of mentality that I'm willing to do whatever it takes to raise my kids. My mom, like all moms, are imperfect. I think sometimes we get this, on Mother's Day, this sense that the mom is this superhero who's got everything together. There's no, like, owner's manual for a kid. They don't really know what they're doing. They're imperfect people trying to just do their best because they love their kids. And one little piece of advice today, beware of social media, moms, because it tends to be on social media, oh, look at their perfect family, they have everything figured out, everything is perfect for them. And my family, I know that's not the case. But what does God call us, what does God call mothers to do? Why is he asked these people, mothers, to do their job? Well, I'll give you an image that you probably have never heard before, but moms are like subcontractors of God. That God is the good shepherd. At the end of the day, if you ask my mom, I didn't even need to ask her this because I knew the answer, that what would she want from her kids? To be in a good relationship with God. At the end, it's about leading us back to God, that the children that mothers receive and fathers are a gift for a while. They're given a job to do, but it's not the ultimate job. The ultimate job is God's. He's the true parent. He's the one who looks out for us over the entire course of our lives. Kids are kind of put out on loan for a while to their mothers and fathers, and as graduation season enters, you know, you realize that they're not always going to be in that immediate circle of care of yours. You'll always be their mom. But God is the one who's, at the end of the day, has the total responsibility, and he entrusts that job to mothers and fathers, and they have a job to do. They have to care for those children of God. But they don't have to be perfect. They don't have to make the right decision. Moms must make like 10,000 decisions every day. They don't even know they're making one decision after another. But not all of those have to be the perfect decision. Not no mom out there has never made a mistake or ever kind of looked back and said, well, I was a little too harsh there, or really, I should have been a little harsher there. That was probably my mom. No, I don't know. God is perfect. God has everything in control. God knows all things. We as human beings are not perfect. We don't have everything under control. We can't control everything. And the more we accept that, the more we realize, hey, I can't control everything. And if I could control everything, it might not be the best way that things could go. On this Good Shepherd Sunday, we look to the Good Shepherd to be the Good Shepherd. We don't have to be the Good Shepherd like he is. He's God. All we have to do is to get out of the way and let God be the Good Shepherd for each of us. Now, he gives us little jobs here and there, but it should never cause us stress or anxiety that what my job isn't to save their souls. My job isn't to make sure everything goes perfectly for them. My job is to let them be cared for by the Good Shepherd. And of course, I'm sure many of us have moms that have done a great job with that. And so it is a good idea out there to say thank you to your mom today. She's an imperfect woman who did what she had to do to show you love and to make sacrifices for you. And at the end of the day, our relationship with our mom is like our relationship with God. At the end of the day, all we can say is really thank you. I didn't earn it when I was your little child and you were, you know, taking care of me. I didn't earn it when I was ungrateful for all the things that you did for me. I didn't earn it when I, you know, back-talked you or said, why are you so mean to me, Mom? And we're the same way with God, that he does all these things for us, and we fall short sometimes. We can never possibly thank God enough for all he's done for us. And we can never really thank our moms either for all the things she's done for us. But we can start. We can start just by saying, thank you. At the end of the day, I think that's probably all what moms want, too. Just for the kids to say, thanks, Mom, I love you. It's a simple thing. Simple thing in exchange for all the love that they've shown us over the years, that all the sacrifices, they don't count the cost, I'm sure. They don't think, well, he didn't thank me enough. At the end of the day, they just want to know that some of the love that they've given over these many years is reciprocated just back a little bit. So today, thank your moms, and thank someone else too. Thank God for the gift of moms. Thanks for entrusting us to someone who is like us, imperfect, but who's given them a great job, a beautiful job to share in his parental care for us, share in his tenderness, his fierceness. And at the end of the day, all we can say to God and to our moms is just thank you. And I think they'll appreciate that.